Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. The tarot card for today is the Knight of Pentacles. This one comes to us from the Pocket of Peers Tarot by artist Jamie Sawyer. It has been a while since we've seen this card, and you know, he's actually a good one to have, okay? And he serves as a reminder for how we should be, and sometimes reminds us that we need to slow our roll a little bit. The moon's in Taurus today, so he's absolutely perfect for that. And with this card, with this guy, this Knight of Pentacles, he is, you know, if you like bad boys, he's not your bad boy, okay? He's the good guy. He's the dependable, reliable, methodical, routine, punctual, you know, you can always count on him type of person. And I can see where there would be a number of reasons where, you know, we all might want to slow down. I mean, after all, Mercury is not yet out of shadow, and we're still in that point where we're about to pick up some speed, but not quite. It's kind of like walk, don't run to the nearest exit. Things do tend to be a slower pace when the moon is in Taurus anyway. So I would say that today, reliability and consistency would probably be at the top of your list. Now, the moon itself is making three aspects today. It's going to sextile Neptune, square Jupiter, and trine Pluto. With Neptune, we get a lot of creativity and sensitivity, which I'm sure if you're familiar with this card, you'll not be seeing it. But it is possible. All right, if things are done in a grounded, earthy manner to still, you know, put a creative touch on them. The square to Jupiter does concern me a little bit, okay, in that with this Taurus energy and, you know, I could see this with this card, that it's possible to have, you know, kind of like the opposite side, you know, the influence that's there. And it just, with the Taurus moon, there's a tendency to want to overindulge in things, okay? And Jupiter just kind of exacerbates all of that, all right? So you may find yourself, you know, eating extra, drinking extra, getting into things that you might not normally. I don't know, what do people do? Buy donuts on their way to work? That's what I always see on TV, that kind of thing. I don't know how people manage to act and stay so thin when a lot of them eat what they're, you know, showing on the TV. So just watch your indulgences, because it may be more than a typical Taurus moon. And then there's the trine to Pluto. And, you know, with the moon, the word sensitivity always comes up anyway. But there is also, with Pluto, the digging deep. And, you know, in your relationships with others, be careful how you come across, okay? How you speak to them, as they may feel that you're being a little possessive. Or it could be you feeling that way. So I would say bottom line here is, you know, if it's the end of your work week, show up on time, bring some donuts for everyone, and do the job right, get it done, and let everyone know that they can count on you. And then go have a lovely weekend. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.